Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, hallelujah. No ordinary worship tonight. No ordinary praise. Come on and just give God praise wherever you are. I know you may be preparing for Thanksgiving dinner. You might be out shopping, tuned in online. You may just be at home, or you may be with friends. But wherever you are tonight, God still is worthy of the glory. God still is worthy of your praise. So just come on and begin to magnify him tonight. The lines are muted. I can't hear you, whether you are tuned in via phone or online. God still remains worthy. Welcome to Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, and tonight we will be in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, and 1 Thessalonians 5, 18. Again, that is Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, and 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me just remind you that I am live every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern on Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study, where we come in and rightly divide the word of truth to tackle the issues you face in everyday life as an adult with candor. There is no topic off limits. And then every Monday through Friday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern, I'm live on Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul. You can tune in to both podcasts by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. But the best thing to do is to follow the podcast so that you receive the recording of Daily Fire at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday if you cannot tune in live, and a reminder text on Wednesday nights when Real Talk goes live. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. That's DF, D as in Daily, F as in Fire, to phone number 33222. If you can't write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website. Make sure you visit there Friday as well. There will be a nice Black Friday surprise there for you. So that's R-A-W-S as in Sam, I.org. All right, by now you should have your Bibles ready. I'm going to Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, and then 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, reading from the KJV. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. 1 Thessalonians 5, 18. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Praise God for his word. Our topic for tonight is positioning yourself for greatness through gratefulness. Positioning yourself for greatness through gratefulness. Hallelujah. Let's give God praise. Earlier today, I was talking with my son, And we were talking about this new diet he wants to be on. I shouldn't say diet because it's not to lose weight. It's really to gain muscle mass because he likes to work out now. And so he was sharing with me that he wants to eat fish every day. He will be here with me in about another week here in Miami. So he's moving to Miami now with me. And he said, I need fish every day. You know, I need you to make sure you're cooking some fish every day. Of course, I'm not going to be cooking fish every day, right, brothers and sisters? So I said to him, I'm not eating fish every day. You know, I'll have other meat here. I'll have you some meat. You can have your protein. Do all these things you want. But I'm not cooking fish every day. So we went back and forth about this until finally I just told him, well, look now, you can buy a pack of fish or I can buy you a pack of fish if that's what you want as part of the weekly groceries, and you can cook it yourself. And so he said to me, well, that's good, Mom. I'll cook it because, you know, you have gotten better with your cooking. And I know, you know, everybody in the family makes fun of your cooking, but you have gotten better. Now, he's also been one of the people who constantly makes fun of my cooking because I am not a great cook. I'm not even to a good cook yet, but I'm forcing myself to do so. So then he said to me, I replied, well, listen, it's no shame in my game. You already know that I don't know how to cook well. Now, I cook the food. I do what everybody tells me. Stay with me now because we're talking about positioning yourself for greatness through gratefulness. But for some reason, it just does not taste like my mom's cooking, even when I follow her instructions. So my son replied, you know, Mom, out of the many things that you have taught me, this is probably one of the greatest lessons that you have taught me in life, and that is your ability to be self-aware. He said, if you don't know something, you don't mind saying you don't know. And you don't mind reaching out for help like you reach out to Granny to learn how to cook if you don't know. Because I told him, I said, as a matter of fact, when I show up for Thanksgiving tomorrow, I'll be flying into Alabama in the morning. I have my little notebook because I need to get some more recipes from Granny. And that really hit me in a wonderful way. And tears just filled my eyes because there's nothing like having your grown children compliment you for what you have taught them growing up in life. And he said, you'll just say, I don't know. You don't have any problem reaching out for help. Now, as we talk tonight about this topic, of positioning yourself for greatness through gratefulness, I want you to think about what I just shared with you for a minute. See, a person who lacks self-awareness, who lacks the humility to reach out when help is needed, will never be someone who reaches greatness. They may have some success, but not greatness in every area of their lives as ordained by Christ, because they lack the commensurate ability to be grateful. See, being grateful inherently carries with it the knowledge that there is someone who knows more than you, someone who can help you. That you are not an island, and that no matter how much success you may constantly have in your life, that you did not attain it alone. You may have felt alone, but somebody somewhere, even if it was a predecessor before you who went through the fight of whatever the situation was to give you an opportunity. Somebody somewhere laid a foundation for you to stand on their shoulders. So a person who can never ask for help, a person who can never admit that he or she is wrong, a person who has to always be right, always be shown as right, always portrayed as right, will never be able to position him or herself for total greatness. Everyone who you know and who I know as great today will tell you that someone mentored them or someone gave them help. Someone encouraged them. Somebody prayed for them. Somebody told them something, but even more important, they were willing to listen and to receive the knowledge. Positioning yourself for greatness through gratefulness. In Galatians 6:1-3 that I read unto you tonight, that very first verse that Paul wrote there was so important because he said to the people that if you see one of your brethren or sisters who has fallen, who is backslidden, and has been overtaken in a fault, that when you go to them to restore the person, that you must do so in a spirit of meekness. Why? He answered that question. That you should consider yourself because you could also be in that same place or situation tomorrow. See, a person who approaches other people or life's challenges in a spirit of meekness does so because the person understands that but for the grace of God, there go I. But for the grace of God, that could have been me. And because the person understands that, and because the person lives that, then the person is a thankful person, a grateful person. And that's important even as we prepare to go into Thanksgiving tomorrow. That you are able to look around and understand that God did not owe it to you to allow you to make it to Thanksgiving. God did not owe it to me, glory, to allow me to make it to Thanksgiving. All of these things are the mercy of God. They are the goodness of God. And because you get to a point of understanding that you don't have a right to demand of God all of the blessings that he's already bestowed upon you, all of the goodness that he's already rained down in your life, then you understand that you don't have a right to be entitled, to feel entitled, to live entitled. You know what I mean by that, right? There are some people who walk around in a spirit of entitlement, thinking that the world owes them something, that everybody owes them something, that you as the parent owe them something even though they're now adults. So they won't work. They won't do what they're supposed to do. They won't go to school. No, what they'll do is just try to live off you and just try to manipulate you and make you feel guilty because here they are 25, 35, and 45, not even trying to do anything in life. They have no spirit of gratefulness. And because they lack gratefulness, they cannot position themselves to live in greatness. Even in your family, I'm sure you know them. Even on your job, I'm sure you know those entitled people who want a raise, although they are substandard employees, who want accommodations for everything, although they won't even do what is required of them. who wants everyone to speak well of them or who come into the job and they do nothing but bring chaos. They won't come to work on time. They won't do what they're told. There is no joy or anything good about them. You may even have some friends like that, or unfortunately, you may even be that type of person yourself, an ungrateful person. And because of that, it pushes people away from you. Come on, this is real talk, grown folks Bible study. We are rightly dividing the word. So I'm not here just to make your ears feel good. I'm taking you to success through the word of God, that you must get to a place where you learn how to thank people for what they're doing for you. You learn how to say thank you when someone does for you what they don't have to do for you. You learn how to tell people, I appreciate what you did. When someone goes above and beyond to help you, to open a door for you, to make a way for you, to recommend you for a job, to promote you over others, you learn how to be grateful. And how will we know that you are grateful? It will be evidenced by your conduct. See, I know people who previously didn't have a ride to church or didn't have a ride to the job or to the grocery store. Then there were others who would consistently come and pick them up and never even ask for any gas money. But then once they got their own vehicles, I would hear those same people now talking about the people who had helped them. And if you don't know me, I am an avid listener of what you say. If I hear you talking badly about the person or people whom I know and you know went out of their way to help you, and sometimes multiple times, surely you don't think that I am going to try to come into friendship with you, right? Because if this is how you will treat the people who helped you for months and years, surely you're not going to do me any better. Positioning yourself for greatness through gratefulness. No one owes you anything. Your employer doesn't even owe it to you to keep you on the job tomorrow. So go in and do your work and service as unto the Lord. Your parents, if you're adults, don't owe it to you to take care of you anymore. So get up off the couch and put your big girl panties on or your big boy underwear on and learn to take care of yourself. Nobody owes it to you. Your friends don't owe it to you to have your back when you're nothing but a troublemaker, a gossiper, a backstabber, a backbiter. You have nothing good to say. You bring nothing joyous or good to the friendship. You are always mooching off of someone else. They don't owe it to you to remain your best friend. Isn't this good teaching? To remain your ride or die when you don't know how to appreciate what they've already done. Position yourself by changing your mindset. It said in verse 3 of Galatians 6, 1 through 3 that I read unto you, that the person who thinks him or herself to be something when the person is nothing deceiveth him or herself. Are you deceiving yourself? Are you tricking your own self, thinking that you are more than who you are? And because you operate in that narcissist spirit of persona, then you can't grow because no one wants to deal with you every day. Glory. It ought not to be so. Then I took you to 1 Thessalonians 5:18, where the word said, in everything, give thanks. Not in some things, but in everything. You got to learn how to give thanks. You got to give thanks to God And you got to give thanks to others. You must give credit when credit is due. Now, see, if you are a jealous-hearted person or an envious person, you won't be able to accomplish this, because instead of you looking at the fact that someone gave you what they didn't have to give you, you're too busy deceiving yourself, as it says in Galatians 6, 1, verse 3, walking around thinking everybody is a hater, everybody jealous of you, because they're trying to give you some constructive feedback, some constructive criticism. Because they're trying to show you where you are and how you are hindering your own success, but you don't want to hear it. Everybody. Everybody who's trying to help you in your mind is the problem. See, those are people who are ungrateful. When you think that everyone who's trying to help you is the problem. But in every situation, you are the common denominator. You cannot keep a job, yet you blame everyone else. You hop from church to church, yet you blame every pastor. You can't keep any friends, yet you blame every friend. You've been married and divorced 4 or 5 times, yet you blame every prior or ex-spouse. You have issues with every one of your children, yet you blame the children. See, you can't position yourself for greatness because you have an ungrateful type of spirit. You lack empathy. You lack compassion. You lack appreciation. And because of that, you're missing out, brothers and sisters, on living the best life that God has for you. But in tonight's Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study, God wants me to encourage you tonight and to remind you that you don't have to continue to live your life that way. You can learn to change your attitude. And in changing your attitude, you will positively affect your altitude. You will positively expand your territory, and you will positively improve your atmosphere. You will find that people want to be around you, want to see you, want to hear you, want to fellowship with you and talk with you, because in your presence, there is joy. In your presence, there's peace. In your presence, there's happiness. Why? Because you are a grateful, appreciative person. You treat others the way that you would like to be treated. You understand that no one owes you anything, so you truly, truly, truly try to do your best in every opportunity given unto you, and you work and serve as unto the Lord. Positioning yourself for true greatness. Sustainable greatness, glory, continuous greatness, because you are a grateful person. And people love to help someone who appreciates being helped. People love to give to someone who appreciates what was given, whether it's of their money, their time, their love, their wisdom, whether it's mentoring, whether it's in your marriage, your home life, whatever it is, on your job, cultivate your mind to be a humble and grateful person, to say thank you, to give honor where honor is due, and watch how people are drawn to you. And even when Satan sends the attack, the loving kindness of God will still allow you to overcome. Positioning yourself for greatness through gratefulness every day as we get ready to go into prayer. It's got to be about more than Thanksgiving. A grateful heart has to be about more than one day a year. Hallelujah. So as we get ready to go into prayer, this is Bible study. If anyone tuned in on the phone has a question, I'll take it. If anyone tuned in online has a question, I'll take it. If you're on the phone and you have a question, just go ahead and press 1. That will put you into my queue, and I'll be able to take your question here on air. For those of you tuned in online, if you have a question or comment, please type it in, and I'll be able to answer it. Praise the Lord online. So we'll start our prayer music, and if I don't have any questions, we'll go straight into prayer. Hallelujah to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we come tonight in the name of Jesus. We just glorify you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that I will position ourselves for greatness through being grateful, being appreciative, being responsible, being consistent, being where we're supposed to be, when we're supposed to be there, in a spirit of meekness, a spirit of humility, a spirit of gratefulness, a spirit of thankfulness for every opportunity, every blessing. Oh, Lord, we thank you today. We praise you and we love you and we say hallelujah to your name. Now, Father, I ask you to bless everyone listening. As they prepare for Thanksgiving, bless them. As they prepare for every day of their lives, bless them, Lord. Send your angels to cover us and just cover us and wrap us in the blood of Jesus. By your might, by your power, by your spirit, we just say thank you. Hallelujah. We say thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Bless our families, Lord. Bless everyone in the name of Jesus. Bless our nation. We say thank you, Jesus. We say thank you and amen. Let's do the altar call and then we're going to end. For those who are unsaved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will position myself for greatness through gratefulness. I will be appreciative of every opportunity, glory, every platform, and every blessing that you give me. In the name of Jesus, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I pray that all of you have a happy, safe, prosperous, and blessed Thanksgiving. And I'll see you Friday morning on Daily Fire. Take care. And live in the greatness that God has already given you.
It's been a long time coming, but I know.